This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load.
Are you?
It is time to geek out with Zeke Stout. Good afternoon, sir.
That's me. Good afternoon. How are you?
I am good. I am good. And I know that you wanted to open this up with talking a little bit about the James Yeager book that just got finished by Paul Markle.
No. I didn't even know much about it. It's weird because a lot of people don't understand when you go in the media, especially in the gun industry, all the people you followed and listened to and watched, you hardly have time to follow and listen to and watch anymore unless maybe they pop up when you're, let's be honest, on the toilet looking at Instagram.
Right.
And I was at Royal Range in Nashville talking to Art. And we were reminiscing about James and, you know, some of the good times we had riding motorcycles and training and everything else. And he mentioned the book. And I was like, well, what book? He goes, yeah, James started it with Paul and Paul Markle finished it up for him and it just launched it and it's going to benefit the family. So as I'm standing there, I go on Amazon immediately and I ordered it and it just came in right before you and I got on the air. So pretty excited about it. So far, just glancing through it, it looks like a almost like a question and answer style where somebody's saying something and James is responding, asking about questions, fear of lawsuits. That's one little section. It's kind of like all his trainings and all his mindset and everything that you would get at his trainings all put into a book, which is it's fantastic in so many ways. One, that knowledge is going to live forever. And it was anyways. I mean, people he's instructed, like you or I or Paul or anybody else, we've got that knowledge base, and we'll hand that down as well. And then the instructors he still has at Tactical Response running the place and his family, they're handing that knowledge down. But not everybody can afford to travel to Middle Tennessee to train or travel to wherever their instructors are training or even afford to do the training.
Right.
So this is a great opportunity to take a good friend of ours, his knowledge since he's passed, and hand it down for generations to come. Almost, you know, kind of like Jeff Cooper's book, you know, Colonel Cooper. You know, that thing has been used in trainings forever, and hopefully, you know, this kind of book will do the same. And what Paul did with it, I think, is impressive. And Paul, I've always been impressed by Paul. I've read, I think, almost all his books. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
That's impressive. Really like that. In and of itself.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Paul has written a lot.
He's written a lot. Isn't he up over 20?
I think.
Something like that.
I don't know. Yeah. I just got the latest one, the compilation of the Patriot Fire Team book.
Oh, I haven't yet read that one.
Yeah. So
I mean, and if you've never read any of Paul Markle's books, start with the name of his show, Student of the Gun. That book is an easy read. Like, I picked it up on a Friday, and I was done by Saturday afternoon. And the way Paul writes is very conversational, so it's easy to grasp it. You're not going, oh, crap, I just read four pages, and I don't remember what the hell I read.
Yeah.
You're not having to rewind the book to figure out, oh, I missed that. Paul is a really good rider. So, yeah. And the fact that this benefits Jaeger's family is even a double whammy of why people should get it. So, I mean, like Bill said a minute ago, it's called The Four Pillars of Fighting by James Jaeger. You can find it on Amazon. It benefits the family. So, yeah, definitely check it out, Four Pillars of Fighting.
It's sort of the way Paul was talking about it, it sort of sounds like a sort of a gunfighting book of five rings.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. So,
I mean, like, just flipping through it, right? Here, we'll read a little segment on it. It says, on ear protection. And participant, I guess, is the person asking these questions, and then James, of course, is Jaeger. Participant, you said hearing kind of goes down. How does that relate to gunshots? James, you still sustain hearing damage because your bones are still being vibrated, but you get no pain. There's no ring in your ears during the thing. For instance, you're shooting, could you still hear other things? Yeah, but it's all muffled. They do a pretty good job in Black Hawk Down when the rocket hits near Grimes and he's covered with dirt and they say, Grimesy, and then it comes off. It's really just kind of like that. So it's a conversation that's in there. And it's kind of neat the way it's been written. It's almost like reading an interview script. So it looks like it's going to be really cool. I'll probably read it all this weekend.
Jaeger at Fighting Pistol on day two, there's like a 2 or 3 hour video, and it was basically a Jaeger lecture. And this is where, if you've only ever seen James on YouTube, this is where this would completely dispel your notion of you knew what James Jaeger was like, because James Jaeger, when he gets into the instructor mode, totally different guy. And then when you become one of the tactical response alumni, completely different guy at that point. So, I mean, James was a very loyal man. He was a great friend. He was funny.
Yep.
Absolutely funny. He said things that nobody had the nerve to say for the most part. And I don't know. We won't see the likes of him anytime soon. And this being his final work that gets out there, I will probably order the physical. I've got the Kindle version, but I will probably order the physical book just because it's worth having a physical book.
Yeah, and it's not going to break the bank. I think it's like $15. It's not bad at all.
Yeah. So I didn't even know that that was in the works, and Paul let me know that he had just finished it, and he was he's like, yeah, I just finished James' book. I was like, James' book? Did James Jaeger write any other books?
You know, I don't know if he did. I know he wrote articles. I know he wrote articles in SWAT magazine and a few different magazines, but I don't know if he actually wrote a book.
Okay. Well,
I mean, he did now. The majority of this is his knowledge base, his writing.
Right. So this is called The Four Pillars of Fighting. You can find it in its physical form at Amazon.com. You can also find it in the Kindle form at Amazon.com. And this is the final work of James Jaeger. I think he founded Tactical Response in 1996. He was averaging 6,000-7,000 students a year.
Yeah.
So what are we talking? We're talking nearly, right, 27 years. So
yeah,
probably well over 150,000 students have come through Tactical Response. Like I said, we will not see the likes of him again. Not anytime soon anyway, but we're coming up on the first break. And if you want to reinvent yourself, if you want to become something else, there's an easy way to do it. You can go to MGS Trade School. You can look at what they have to offer. If being a gunsmith is something you've been interested in doing for quite some time, well, they have a very easy way for you to actually make that happen. Easy curriculum, all the other stuff that goes with it. MGS.edu. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and this is we are geeking out with Zeke Stout. Now, I have a problem, and I want your input. Are you ready for this? So,
maybe.
So recently, in most of the time, I'm not one of these guys that has an EDC that, you know, three knives, two flashlights. I'm not that guy. Okay, never been that guy. So most of everything I can carry in my pockets. However, recently, with the advent of this morning local show that I do now, I now have to take notes. I have to keep a little bit now, but you know, I've got three radio shows. I have to really organize my time. So yeah. Now I need to carry at least one notebook. I have three sets of business cards I have to keep track of. I mean, it's just, it's a lot of stuff. And now I'm looking at, I guess I need to think about getting a man purse.
A man purse, huh?
Yeah, a man purse. You know, shoulder bag, whatever you want to call it. I mean,
yeah.
When I was
a satchel.
Yeah, when I was, I'm not a big one, right? I don't need a big one at all. I don't need one the size of a small messenger bag because I don't carry that much stuff. But I do have a full size notebook. I have another notebook. Before I was sitting down here to do this, I was out filming a client for the local show. So. Got to, and I just wondered if that's something you ever have ever done, if you have any recommendations about form factor and that kind of thing.
I've got one I will sell you for a pretty price.
Oh, yeah?
It's Manpack. Have you ever heard of Manpack?
No, but while you're talking about it, I'm going to go look it up.
All right, so this guy went on Shark Tank, and I felt horrible for him. I actually met him at the Great American Outdoor Show probably 5 years ago, and he designed this pack for a, you know, EDC carry. You could fly the ballistic shield in the back part of it. It's where you could carry your gun is in the back, and it's got Velcro and stuff in it, so you could put, you know, a Velcro loop and then a Kydex pistol holster in there. It's a really, really cool pack. I just got to the point where, unlike you that doesn't have a lot, I have a lot of stuff that I carry with me when I use my backpack. So I've got a Vertex bag for that. And it just sits in my closet. I paid him full price because he told me what happened to him on Shark Tank. Basically, he went on Shark Tank and he has a brilliant idea, right, for this this tactical bag that you can, you know, have a ballistic shield in, you could have a holster and gun in, all this stuff. Shark Tank wouldn't let him talk about all that stuff. Even though three of the Shark Tank hosts are big gun guys and invested in ranges and stuff like that. They wouldn't allow them to talk about it. So basically, he goes on Shark Tank, and to them, he's just pitching a little over-the-shoulder backpack. And all of the cool things about this bag didn't get to get discussed. So he's telling us the story. It just, you know, it broke my heart for him because he's got a really cool product, but they wouldn't let him show the cool parts of it.
Right.
So basically he went on Shark Tank and to the American public and the world public who saw the show, they saw a guy that went on Shark Tank to sell a backpack. Well, it's really comfortable. The way it's like the one sling, the way it's designed, you kind of forget that it's on you. And then you can sling it around the front, reach in the back if you get your holster and gun in there. But send me your address. I'll get it to you.
Well, I mean, I might do that, but I mean, that's still, looking at it, if I'm looking at the right thing, that's still a little big, because one thing I don't want to do is I don't want to carry my gun in the bag. Because
the one that I'm talking about, if I can find it, it's the one, you see the picture on the very front of the website where it's like a really light tan bag? The guy's looking at water or something like that.
Hang on a minute.
Looking at a bridge with water.
Let's go back there. Yes, I do.
Okay, that's the one I've got. Except it's a darker, it's almost like a coyote brown. But it's smaller. I mean, you see how it's right there at the small of his back. And you can carry it on the front or whatever. So.
We'll do something about that. We'll make that happen.
Yeah.
I still think it might be a little bigger than I want, but I don't know.
I'll send it to you. You don't like it?
Does this have like a pouch in the front on the front to carry your phone?
Yeah.
See, the only thing I want in my pockets is my car key and my phone.
Yeah.
Wallet. Yeah. Notebooks, all that other stuff can go in the
pack.
In the pack.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a cool one. There's a lot of companies that are making smaller ones and smaller ones and smaller ones.
Right.
You can always do the fanny pack thing. You're old enough now you can pull off a fanny pack.
The fanny pack is, I don't know, it's... The form factor is okay. I'm looking for something that hangs by my side. I don't want it to be on my back to where every time I bend over, it wants to swirl around. And the other thing I don't want it to do is, when it is swirling around, it's an issue.
Yeah.
And I like it for it to stay put and everything else. I don't want it to move that much.
I'll just send it to you, and if you like it, you can buy it. If you don't, then throw it on eBay. We'll split the profit.
Do you take PayPal?
I take PayPal.
Okay.
I take anything.
Okay. We'll work that out. I'll send you my address to it. You can ship it this way. I mean, I've got a few notebooks. Yeah. Notebooks are going to be the thing because I'm really going to have to organize my day. And, I mean, just from the standpoint of I need to be able to do this and I need to be able to execute this, because it's not like, you know, this is what I do is not like digging up tree stumps for a living.
Right.
And so this has got to, I've got to be able to execute this, and it's got to work for everybody. It's got to work in a way that everything that I'm supposed to be delivering to the various places, that needs to keep on going. Now, we're coming up on the next break, and you can catch Zeke at MGS Trade School. Among other places, I mean, Zeke is a sort of a multimedia person, but where he applies his business is at MGS Trade School. This is where, for, you know, I go to some very high-end furniture places where the couches are $5,000. And you look at that couch, and then you realize, I could get that couch, or I could become a gunsmith.
Yep.
It's that simple. And that means when you come out of there, you're not saddled with a whole bunch of student debt. You're not saddled with a car loan debt. Well, maybe a used car loan, but I don't know what you could buy for $5,000 in today's day and age. Check them out at mgs.edu. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wit. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Garand is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at GarandTactical.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. The White House is expressing confidence that the debt ceiling bill will make it through Congress before the U.S. defaults.
We are proud of this bipartisan, common sense agreement that we believe that should get passed out of the House and the Senate and to the President's desk.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the administration has been whipping up support among Democrats for tonight's House vote. Two more Republicans are joining the already crowded field running for president. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will formally launch his campaign next Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, former Vice President Mike Pence will announce he's running. Job openings in the U.S. are on the rise. New government data released today shows there were 10.1 million job openings in the month of April. That is the first increase after three straight months of declines. Retail and healthcare led the number increases in job vacancies. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Zeke Stout. We are geeking out to Zeke Stout. Now, one question I need to ask real quick. Where does that bag hang? Is it going to be on my right side or my left side?
Whichever way you want it to go.
Oh, yeah? It's multi-angled?
Yeah, the way I've got it set up, it kind of hangs on the left back, and if I need something, you just kind of pull the strap, and it swings around to your front.
Okay. Well, that's where I want it to be because I carry my gun on my right side. I do not want to carry my gun in a bag because then you have to keep the bag on you the whole time.
Right.
I look at the bag as sort of one of those things where I could actually use that as a distraction. Somebody rolls up on me, give me your money or your life. It's all in my bag. Give me your bag.
Toss in the bag.
Here, take my bag. I am taking your bag. Hey, is that a real gun? Yes, it is. Boom.
No, we're talking about training with Jaeger earlier, and, you know, that's one of the things he mentioned. You know, if you've got a bag or something, throw it to him. Because human nature instinct is to catch what is being thrown to you.
Right.
And that person will typically catch it and give you enough time to draw your gun.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing I was going to try, I mean, at my age and everything, you know, plus I know how to look. I've actually had a heart attack, so I know how you grip your chest and everything. So I was thinking, well, I might do the old heart attack. Oh, my God, I'm having a heart attack thing. see if they lightened up on their grip on me or something. But we would have to see with that. But anyway, so, yes, I will be sending you my address if it hangs on the left side, and then we'll... I give it a swing and everything, and if you know, if you want to sell it, then I guess I will be buying it.
Yeah.
Why aren't you wearing it?
Well, like I said, I do carry a lot on me. I keep my laptop, notebooks, earbuds, earphones, and I just keep it all in the same backpack, and I take it with me everywhere. And that's a smaller pack, kind of what you're wanting. It's smaller, so it didn't have room for all the stuff that I carry.
Well, you know, that sort of makes me feel diminished because I'm supposed to be a media person, too. I'm not carrying all that stuff. I do from time to time. I do from time to time carry my iPad Pro.
Okay. Gotcha.
So I do from time
to time. It will fit in there.
Yeah. So. But beyond that, that's about it. And I, you know, an iPad Pro is a pretty powerful tool nowadays.
They really are.
Yeah. Throw my little MiFi Wi-Fi hotspot in there with me, and I'm cooking.
Yep. Yeah, they definitely are. They're pushing out a lot with these tablets here lately. And I'm an iPad guy, but I've seen some of the Android ones that are pretty impressive, too.
Well, the thing that's upsetting me at the moment is that because I'm with this new system and everything, now these guys will actually do things for me, loan me things and let me have equipment come in here, make sure it's hooked up. I don't have to do none of this stuff. And yeah. I've got all this Mac stuff laying around here. And everything they have is all based on Windows. So they're provisioning a laptop. A Windows laptop for me to be able to do the streaming and all the other stuff. So, but then I'm going to have to figure out the sound and all these other things. And I just don't understand why in this day and age, radio is still dependent on Windows, because it is.
Yeah. Well, I think the biggest problem is for the longest time, Windows had the entire business market locked down.
Right.
You know, if you were in business, you had to have Windows because Excel and PowerPoint and Word and everything else. Well, it's only been in the last 10 years or so that Apple has really come up and started to take that market share back away. But there's a lot of radio stations and radio companies that have stuck with that Windows mentality when nowadays, Mac does just as good, if not better, in my opinion. But Mac's really not pushing it out there. The capability's there, but they're really not marketing it for some reason, which right. is odd to me.
Well, I mean, every time, I am not one that has a stack of MacBooks. Every time they have a new one, I do not go get the latest MacBook. I've got a 2018 that I got rebuilt because I poured a Sprite into it. And I've got a 2022, I think, that I got that has an M1 chip in it. And that's a really powerful machine. And then I've got a Mac M1 Mini, and that's what I got. And I got two iPads. That's what I'm rocking. So.
So you've got the Mac thing down pat then.
Well, I've got the Mac thing down pat, but you know, I'm not. Mac is. I've got all this stuff, and then I get into this position that I really didn't ever expect to get into. I never thought that they would actually hire me at any given time. I'd sort of hope they would, but you know, I didn't really think that would ever be a thing because this is like my. This is the radio station that I listened to that got me hooked on talk radio. For 20 years. So when they hired me, the first thing I thought was outstanding. I'm sitting around all jubilant and everything, and then I realized that none of my equipment was compatible with any of their equipment.
Yeah.
So, Yeah. So, I'm taking that into account and just... Wait until they. I've got people that will help me do things and all this other stuff. And some of the stuff is that they hook up is actually sort of ingenious. So I'm looking forward to yeah. Well, everybody's streaming now.
So they got like a live stream.
Yeah, they're using StreamYard.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've used StreamYard before.
So I'll have a StreamYard account that I can sign into that I don't have to pay for.
Nice.
Yeah. So, does this count as geeking out all this stuff I'm telling you?
Heck yeah, because I'm geeking out to it.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here going, ooh, how could I use...
Well, I mean, you've worked for Cumulus before. I mean, that's a big outfit.
It is. And they didn't have much.
It was...
We were in the conservative talk radio in Nashville. And the station we were in was in the same building with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other stations, I think.
Well, yeah, that's...
The biggest one was the sports talk, the Nashville sports talk. Dude, they had, like, it was decked out. It was awesome. Their studio was awesome. The country station, their studio was pretty decent. There was a hip-hop station that had a cool studio. And then you go back to our little room, and it was gray. And it had a SuperTalk 99.7 poster in the background, and the table was from the 70s. I think the earphone jacks were from the 70s. It was just, we had a newer Dell computer, because of course Dell's based in Nashville, but that's about it. Nothing
up,
too fancy.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you about what we have here, and I'll tell you what sets us apart now. It just started this week. But anyway, MGS Trade School. If you are interested in changing your profession and reinventing yourself, which is a very daunting undertaking to go after, if you're going to do it, then you need to do it in a way that is not going to impact you that hard financially. And this is the way to go. You can become a gunsmith with MGS Trade School very inexpensively. MGS.edu. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are geeking out with Zeke Stout. We've been geeking out about radio and bags and books, and, I mean, this is the stuff the gun industry people, this is what makes our world go round, because we use all of this stuff to go around and ply the trade of actually publicizing the gun industry. And what the station that hired me did, like you said, they're in a building with an ESPN station and two rock stations and two easy listening stations. And then the talk component, which the talk component and the classic rock are by far the big earners. And they took the there was a frequency, Magic 98.9. It was Carly Simon, James Taylor kind of music kind of stuff. They swapped frequencies with them, and we were 106.3, and they were 98.9. Now we're 98.9, and we went from a 25,000-watt signal to a 100,000-watt signal. So now we are a blowtorch. I mean, it's a regional show. I don't even know that you sit back and go, I have a local radio show anymore. I think we cover 30 counties altogether.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's big. It's huge. So
that's a strong stick.
Yeah. This is why I need a bag to carry all my stuff, because I have so many things to be concerned about now. And this bag now, one thing, I was going to get a bag that was just barely big enough. I saw one on Amazon I was going to get. But this bag looks like, because I had to carry some wireless mics earlier today. I had to throw another mic into, and I was carrying a big 5'11 bag that really, truly, it was a sling bag. I mean, it was as long as my back. And I don't want one of those. This one looks like a nice canvas bag. I mean, that looks sort of, you know, unobtrusive and all that other stuff. And I'll be carrying my gun on me so I can take that off and set it beside me. And just as soon as I get off of this diet, one of my sponsors at the local radio show is a diet company, so I'm on their diet.
Gotcha.
I've gone from whatever it was I was eating per day to I'm limited to 1,400 calories a day, and the 1,400 calories I can have nothing but protein for the most part.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
And that's like, what, two bites of chicken?
Yeah, well, it's not a lot. It is not a lot. It is a, like, if it's a steak, it's a four-ounce portion. It's as big as your fist.
Gotcha.
Now, you need to. I'm hoping your hands are bigger than mine, because you should send me a picture of your fist at life size so I can circumference.
Oh yeah, I can eat like a 16-ounce ribeye.
Yeah, yeah. I need a hand that size to be able to say, yeah, well, this is a hand-sized portion right here. This is my hand, And
just tell them, you know, this is my buddy's hand, and he said that was okay.
Yeah. Now, this is working because I started this last Monday, and I've been losing a pound a day.
Nice.
So that I've lost a pound a day and right at 4 inches. So
okay.
If I can maintain this thing, the only thing about it is that I can't have stevia in my coffee. I haven't figured that out because I have these drops that are appetite inhibitors and fat burners, very expensive drops.
Mm-hmm.
They have stevia in them. And then my protein powder that I bought from them to try to augment the lack of calories that I'm getting, it has stevia in them. But they don't want me to drink stevia with my coffee. They want me to have monk fruit.
Okay.
Which is, have you ever had?
That's a good sweetener, too.
Have you?
Yeah.
You like monk fruit?
I like the extract as a sweetener because I've been on the similar thing since the TV show got canceled. When I saw how big I was on TV, that made me lose all the weight. I'm almost 100 pounds down since 2018. But it's a similar diet, but mine's more focused on the high fat and protein.
Right.
Just because when you cut your carbs back, your next source of energy is fat. And where the Atkins diet hurt a lot of people is they just went high protein, low carb. But if you switch the fat as energy, yes, you're going to burn your fat, but it's not as readily available. So your body needs readily available fat, which is animal fat, probably the quickest and easiest, that and coconut oil, stuff like that. So anyway, same kind of diet. These monk fruit sweeteners and a few things.
Well, the one that I have is laced with erythritol.
Yeah.
And I don't like it that much. It has taken my coffee. The only thing that I'm having to suffer with is my coffee. My coffee doesn't taste the way it used to.
I'm going to give you a gift of wonderful coffee that you can eat.
Oh, yeah?
So get Death Wish Coffee.
Death Wish.
Death Wish Coffee, blue and berry. So it tastes kind of like a blueberry crumb cake.
I don't know about that.
You know it?
Yes.
It's really good. But then put some butter in it. Like,
can't have butter. I can't have butter.
You can't have butter?
It's fat.
Yeah, they took your fat away?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But, you know, if it works for you, it works for you, right?
Let's put it this way. I'm not sitting back there. It's a six-month program, and if I get the weight off the way I want to, my next stop is to go to a trainer and go, how much, if I take in this many carbs and this much sugar, how much on the bike do I have to put in to burn that off per day? Because I have a stationary bike here. Every time I walk by, I could jump on it and pedal for 10 minutes, just flat out pedal.
Right.
You know, I don't have to do it all at one time and just find out what it would take, what kind of exercise it would take to burn that off. Because I do not intend to be getting out there going, hang on a minute. I know that's a nice bourbon-soaked steak and everything, but I can only have a piece that's this big as my hand. And, you know, they're delivering all this stuff. I've got a steakhouse that is to die for. And, you know, when they're bringing out the portions, they'll bring out my portion. It'll be just like, it is definitely not looking like Christmas when my plate comes out. So, nope, not at all. Yes, they have no butter. No butter. Can't have bacon. Right? Can't have, like, a ribeye. Yeah. I can't have a ribeye. I can have a New York strip. I got to cut all the fat off of it. But I think the key to this and what I've been doing is I get a bunch of lean beef and I grill it all at one time and then I have it in the refrigerator. And then if I want something, I take one little itty bitty piece and stick it in the microwave because they say it's not a calorie counting diet. And if you're hungry to eat, which probably blows the 1400 calorie thing out of the water, but they say they got two stories, so I don't know which one is which, and I don't really care. But anyhow, that's that. And we
how did we get on that?
Well, I mean, it's part and parcel of the radio show. They're paying an exorbitant amount to the radio station for me to be one of their endorsers. So,
gotcha.
In return for that, I mean, it's a $4,800 program. So, in return for that, they expect me to do their diet and to be, something in the radio station that I work at where if you're going to endorse a product, you have to actually know about it to endorse it.
Gotcha.
So I can get up there and go, all right, everybody, listen to me now. I'm on this diet and it's a good diet. I've lost 4 inches. I've lost 10 pounds in 10 days. I'm a little delirious and I'm not really exactly sure where I am at the moment. Go check them out. At famine.com. That's famine.com.
So I like how you snuck in a commercial right then.
Anyway. Well, I'll have to look at these.
So, you know, when you're talking about MGS.
Yeah. MGS Trade School. We're running out of time. We need to talk about MGS right now. MGS Trade School.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
And we talk about each time as we go to the break about changing your career, changing you, doing something new. And it's all true. But there's also the chance that you've got a nephew or a son or, you know, a distant cousin that, you know, you overhear, hey, I'm thinking about a trade school. I want to be a gunsmith. This is something where you can tell them about that, too.
Yeah.
You know, we get a lot of people that call and enroll because, you know, their uncle heard about us on Lock and Load or whoever, wherever they heard about us and told them to check us out. And they love the course. They love the program. So, yep.
In any event, thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. MGS.edu, that's where young Mr. Stout plies his trade. We got hour number 3 inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.